The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. ESPN Superstation Sports presents high school basketball.
Out for a three to Detlef. Nolan is short on that one. Another offensive rebound by Schulte. 10 seconds to go. Gets it to Tanner Kolar. Drives the baseline. Throws it to Stone at the free throw line. 10-footer good.
Tonight it's a Lou Platte Conference doubleheader from Cope Gymnasium as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Kick left side for Conley, looking inside for Baum, but they have her pretty well bracketed. So they'll skip it over to Howell. Now back inside for Baum, and Baum is going to lay it up and in.
St. Paul looks to start a winning streak after sweeping Central City on Tuesday night, while Kearney Catholic looks to continue their home domination. It's the Wildcats and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium with ESPN's radio, with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon or good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum for tonight's basketball doubleheader here on the ESPN Superstation. Kearney Catholic takes on St. Paul in Lou Platte Conference action. On the boys' side, well, we anticipate really a pretty solid matchup as St. Paul comes in with a very comparable record with the Stars. St. Paul boys come in at 7-3. Kearney Catholic is 8-2 on the season. You compare scores a little bit, it's really kind of hard to gauge just the quality of St. Paul just from looking at the records. Kearney Catholic, you know, is pretty solid. St. Paul, they played pretty well through the course of the year. When you compare common opponents, St. Paul does match up very well with Kearney Catholic. On the girls' side, the Stars will be a prohibitive favorite coming in with that number 2 state ranking, 11-0 on the season. But things will be balanced out just a little bit because some injury problems for Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson will not be in uniform tonight. She is in her street clothes as she has a bit of a sore back. She will not play tonight. They hope that she will be able to play on Saturday. So Anderson is out, and into the starting lineup will be a freshman. Allie Krasowski will make her first career start here for the Stars. So that'll balance things out a little bit, but the Lady Stars probably would be a favorite here in our girls' game. As you mentioned, St. Paul 5-6 on the year. Their most recent win came at the hands of Central City. They won in Central City by 4, and again, they tend to win some low-scoring affairs where Kearney Catholic does like to get up and down the court. They've scored 90 points. They've scored in the 70s about 4 times. They're in the 60s. In fact, their lowest scoring effort on the season was a 53-26 win against Wood River, and that was a game that was played to a great extent by some of the JV players for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars certainly want to have this game played in those 50s and 60s, whereas for St. Paul, they won a game that will be played somewhere in the 30s, maybe into the 40s. So we'll see who can set the tone, who can set the pace here in our girls' game. But again, Kearney Catholic will be a little shorthanded tonight as Megan Anderson will not be playing tonight because of a sore back. They hope that she will be able to play on Saturday. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Wildcats and the Stars will do that as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Let's take a break. We'll be back to the starters right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by the good folks at Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for St. Paul. As we mentioned, they come in at 5-6 on the season, and their starters look like this. Caitlin Banks, she's 5'7 and a senior. She'll start with Maddie Pusick, 5'4 and a freshman. Carly Mamet, 5'5 and a senior. We'll start with Jordan Robinson. She is 5'10 and a junior. Janet Turner, 6 foot tall senior, will make the start. In fact, tonight, really a pretty even matchup in terms of size for Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. For the Stars, it looks like this. Michaela Messel, the 5'6 point guard, she is a junior. She'll start with the freshman, Allie Prasovsky. She is 5'4 and a freshman. Anna Howell, the senior, she is 5'5. She'll make the start with Ellie Connolly, also a senior at 5'10. And Theron Vaughn, the 6'1 junior, will make the start tonight for Rick Petrie and the Stars. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. Once again, for St. Paul, their starters are Bank, Pusick, Mamet, Robinson, and Turner. For Kearney Catholic, the starters are Mestel, Howell, Prasovsky, Baum, and Connolly. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services to complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle you're making with Five Points Bank, the better bank is just simply better. We kind of hinted at it earlier. Kearney Catholic has run the table. They are 11-0. They have wins against GICC, Ord, Cambridge, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Adams Central, Axtell, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, Wood River, and Donovan Trumbull. And through the course of that, they haven't really been that hardly tested. North Platte, St. Pat's, they're 10-2 on the season. They gave Kearney Catholic a fairly good run for the money in the finals of the holiday tournament, 54-47. But for the most part, Kearney Catholic's pretty well rolled. They did struggle up in Ord. They won that game 47-41. And Ord earlier this year in St. Paul did make their way past these Lady Wildcats by a final of 42-35. So, again, you compare the two games. Kearney Catholic won by 7. St. Paul lost by 7 when they played against the Lady Chanticleers. So, I guess if you want to make that comparison, not a lot of common opponents to make that comparison for these two teams. So the starters have been announced here. Kearney Catholic will be in their home white uniforms, a little bit of green on the side. The numbers are in, as well as the name stars across the chest with a little gold outline on the numbers. St. Paul have a fair amount of gold, but primarily their dark blue road uniforms. Yeah, a little bit of white trim around the numbers and letters as St. Paul across the top, and we're just about ready to go. As Kearney Catholic is still in the huddle, St. Paul ready to start things off here. Jenna Durner doing the honors, jumping here for St. Paul. Providing for you, we're on ESPN 1460 in Kearney, and of course up in St. Paul and across the across the world on the World Wide Web. You can hook up a live streaming audio on the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. The opening tip is controlled by Kearney Catholic. Prasovsky actually controlled the tip, tried to work the ball to the inside. St. Paul is able to force the turnover, and just like that, St. Paul is back in business. They bring in the offensive zone. Fusick is going to be picked up man-to-man. Bad pass, stolen away by Messel. Messel's going to go in all by herself for the layup. It is up and in. So both teams turned it over. The difference is Kearney Catholic has 2 points off the turnover, and they lead it in the early stages 2-0. More pressure coming on. Mammoth, long pass. It's knocked loose. Connolly comes up with it. Stars working inside for Theron Baum. She dribbles. There's a reach around foul by Bank. That'll be her first as Theron Baum falls to the court. And now she'll pick herself up. And inbounding the basketball will be on Howell with 7:22 to go here. The foul on Bank, her first, team's first. We're only 38 seconds into the game. And they're trying to work it inside for Baum, but nothing happening there. So they'll work it back around the perimeter on a Howell after the inbound. So try the three. It's no good. And the rebound by Jordan Robinson. Robinson being well pressured. Throws it over from Mammoth. 10-second count's going on. Dribbling through the pressure is Mammoth. She has to cross the timeline. She's picked up there by Howell. And now St. Paul will set up things in the half-court offense. They'll kick it off on the left wing for Fusick. Fusick. Bounce pass on the baseline for Bank. They'll enter it in for Gerner. She'll kick it right back out for Mammoth. And Kearney Catholic still going man-to-man here. With the dribble, Mammoth. She's picked up by Howell. She'll give it off for Bank now. Bank will dribble to the left against Mestel. She's shut off by Mestel, so she'll dribble it back out. Kick it out for Mammoth. We'll reset the offense. And I don't think Robinson wants to dribble against Connolly. They're going to double-team the ball there. And the ball is given back to Bank. Bank long pass into the corner. Mammoth has it. Mammoth dribbles to the left wing. Bounce passes it back out. St. Paul being very patient here offensively, but not really getting any open looks. And Kearney Catholic trying to trap the ball, and here they skip it away. And we've got a foul after Anna Howell makes the steal. Howell comes up with a steal and trying to get the ball back is Robinson, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. So the turnover against St. Paul, that is going to be their third, and that'll be the second personal foul that's called on Bank. Bank was there as well as Robinson, and they're going to call Bank for the foul, so she's in a little bit of early foul trouble here. And she comes out of the game. Brooke Bank comes in. Pass into the corner for Methel. She'll throw it down low for Theron Baum. They double-team Baum, and Baum has the ball bounce on the baseline. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. 2-0 here, Stars in the early going. A steal and a layup by Mestel. The only point so far here in the ballgame. And dribbling across a little bit of pressure is Mammoth. Mammoth raw pass down the sideline for Fusick. And Fusick is fouled as she's dribbled it on that right sideline. That's going to be a little reach whistle against the freshman, Allie Prasoski. Prasoski makes the start tonight for Megan Anderson. Had a little bit of back problems. And Cheka actually gave a foul to Theron Baum. That is Baum's first. Not Prasoski. My apologies. With the dribble is Mammoth. Mammoth dribbling up against Prasoski. They're going to try to double-team her. She's picked up her dribble, and she'll kick it off on the right side for Fusick. Fusick right down the sideline, gives it to Bank. Brooke Bank will little ball fake, pass it to Mammoth, gives it back to Bank. Bank will try a WNBA three. It rattles in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out to Prasoski. Prasoski lost the ball. It's a turnover, and St. Paul will just kick the ball up ahead to Fusick. Fusick had the wrong side of the numbers on a three-on-two break. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. Bank has a long skip pass for Mammoth. Mammoth top of the circle here for Fusick. Fusick picked up by Howell, and Howell's going to whistle for a little bit of a reach here. That'll be the first on Howell. So two team fouls on Kearney Catholic, two team fouls on St. Paul. For St. Paul, both those fouls go against Caitlin Banks, so she's on the sideline right now with a little bit of foul trouble. Brooke Bank, long skip pass, gives it out for Mammoth. Back into the corner for Brooke. Bank pass on the inside, stolen away by Theron Baum. Nice steal there by Baum. And they'll work it up ahead. Anna Howell trying to lead the break, gives it to Prosowski in the corner, kicks it out for Mestel. She's open for the three, in and out, no good. Rebound in the lane by Connolly. She gives it the Baum on the baseline, and Baum hits the little bucker from about 8 feet away. Quick timeout, St. Paul. It's 4-0 Stars. 4.5 to go here. Quarter number one. We're back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, St. Paul head coach Todd Alberts doesn't want things to get out of line and get out of hand, certainly. And we're not very close to that right now. It's 4-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead over St. Paul. He wasn't real happy with how things are looking for his team offensively, I think. That's the reason why he called the timeout. And he just kind of talked to Dillon about 3.5 minutes into the game. Long pass up ahead. Blue Seek will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles through some traffic. She's in a little bit of trouble, but she's able to find Carly Mammoth. Mammoth is picked up by Howell. They're going to try to double-team her. Down fast on the right side for Brookbank. Back out for Mammoth. Now we have it to the top of the key. Entry pass on the baseline for Robinson. Robinson is double-teamed, and they'll kick it right back out. They found the open shooter. That's Bank. Her three is no good. Therenbaum fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. It's on the ground. Connolly is able to tie up the ball with Derner, and alternating possessions. It will be St. Paul ball underneath their own basket. First subs here for Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling and Shayla Connor are going to check in. Prosowski and Connolly will come out. St. Paul inbounds underneath their own basket. Throws in the corner. There's Mammoth. Mammoth enters it down low for Robinson. Robinson shot off glass. No good. Messel pulls down the rebound. Pass up ahead. It's a good one. And it's going to set up on a Howell for a layup on the left side. The pass actually went up to Connor. Connor caught it and was able to get off on a Howell. And Howell used both steps, made the layup. Now she makes the steal, passes it on the inside for Colling. Colling misses the bunny, and Busick pulls down the rebound there for St. Paul. She's dribbling through traffic, has it into the offensive zone, pass down low, and that's going to be eaten up by Therenbaum. She makes the steal, gets it up ahead for Anna Howell. Howell goes into the left-hand layup on the break. No good on the rebound. It's Bank, and Bank, being pressured, gives the ball to Robinson. And St. Paul's going to slow it down here. 6-0 Kearney Catholic. Stars missed a couple of opportunities here. Dribbling up is going to be Mammoth, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Caitlin Bank with those two personal fouls going to check back into the game. And Kerry Sestick, for the first time, will come in. A couple of subs here for St. Paul. They've got the basketball in the offensive zone. Bank about 30 feet away, facing pretty good pressure. Gives the top of the circle here to Caitlin Bank. So Brooke and Caitlin are both out there at the same time right now. Right wing, Robinson, long pass. And picking up is Caitlin Bank. She'll drive the lane and she'll rattle in the jumper. St. Paul, their first bucket of the night, and they trail it 6-2. 2:39 to go. Kearney Catholic with the dribble. That's Colling. She'll step up into the zone. A little quick jumper, no good. And rebounded by Robinson. That was a good-looking shot. It just didn't fall. And it's rebounded by Robinson, who gives it to Mammoth. Mammoth being double-teamed, throws it in the offensive zone. Bank in the corner, long pass through the lane. Gets it to Bank, and she took a little extra step with it. The pressure coming by Shayla Connor, and she kind of helped force that turnover. Unofficially, as St. Paul with 6 turnovers here in the first quarter and only 2 points. Messel into the offensive zone, going to dribble around Carly Mammoth. Gets it into the corner for Colling. They enter it inside for Therenbaum. Baum drives the lane, a lot of contact there, and now a whistle. She'll go to the line and shoot two. She got the ball at the low block, dribbled to the lane, was trying to get the layup, but she was held, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two. The reach is going to be on Brookbank. Free throws no good. All three fouls against St. Paul have been against the Banks. Caitlin with two of them, and Brooke with one. Prosowski and Connolly check back into the game for Kearney Catholic. Turner back in here for St. Paul. 2:05 to go here. Quarter number one. Therenbaum missed the first of two free throws. Her second one is on the way, and that one turns the net inside out, and that's going to earn her a little bit of a breather. Kayla Strundoff is going to come in for her. So Baum with 3 points in the game. Kearney Catholic with 7 as a team. They lead it 7-2. 2:04 to go, quarter number one. Mammoth, long pass up ahead, making the catch is Brookbank. Brookbank gives it back out for Mammoth. Mammoth gives it off the right side. That's Caitlin Bank. Caitlin Bank takes it all the way to the baseline. Little fadeaway jumper, no good. Ball ping-ponging around like a pinball, and it goes out of bounds. By the way, if you play ping-pong, don't use a pinball. That will do a lot of damage to your table. So, Kerper, you don't mix your metaphors. Bank will get the inbound. She gets it back. She'll fire an air ball three. Sestick pulls down the rebound. She two shoots over the top of Connolly. It's no good. And rebounded by Shayla Connor. Connor will let traffic clear a little bit. And she'll give it out to her fellow underclassman, Allie Krasovsky. The freshman kicks it up ahead. Long cross-court pass. It was last touched by St. Paul. Trying to make the steal was Brooke Bank. And really, I think Kearney County got a little break there. That pass was off the mark. I think it was going to be between two stars. Bank tried to make the steal and couldn't quite get her mitts on it. On the high post with it is going to be Connolly, and she'll give the ball back out for Prosofsky. Prosofsky will kick left side for Colling, enters it into the elbow, pass by Connolly, tipped around. She'll eventually come up with a loose ball, gives it from Prosofsky. Prosofsky tries to get it on the baseline, and Brooke Bank knocked it out of bounds. So right now, St. Paul, they're ratcheting up the defense. They're playing a lot more tenacious defense here. Sonic Catholic inbounds underneath their own basket. Shunned off, will get the ball off for Colling. Her jumper's no good. Ball still on the ground. It's picked up by St. Paul, and the Wildcats have numbers. They pass it up ahead, and Brooke Bank misses the layup in underneath. Great passing up ahead, and the opportunity for St. Paul, thanks to some great hustle going on the ground to get the rebound with Septic, and she was able to kick it out. And quickly, St. Paul went up court, and then they missed the layup. Here, Carney Catholic passes the ball around. Little reach by St. Paul. That'll be a foul. And that foul is going to be on Caitlin Bank. That is her third personal foul. She picks up three fouls, and we're in quarter number one. And she is the only player that scored here for St. Paul. Shayla Connor to inbound it. Nobody's really open. She's able to find Allie Krasovsky top of the key. Krasovsky uses a dribble, and she'll give it up on the left side for Connolly. Connolly kicks right wing for Connor. Here's the left side. Now Colling's going to penetrate a little bit. Has her shot blocked. Comes up with the ball. She'll lay it up and in. Colling stuck with it. Got an offensive rebound and a bucket. And the block, I believe, was on Brookbank. And now Connor Campbell's going to pressure the ball. Dribbling through the pressure is Mammoth. She hasn't crossed the timeline. Now she does, just in time. She'll dribble it through. Bounce pass on the baseline. Knocked around by Connolly. Connolly picks it up. That'll be another turnover on St. Paul. And then Kearney Catholic facing some pressure. A double dribble against Connolly. So I've got seven turnovers on St. Paul, five against Kearney Catholic. And the officials confer about something, and now they'll inbound the basketball. Mammoth has it. She'll kick it out top of the circle for Pusick. Pusick left wing for Bank. And they'll kick it off right side. Long three up and good for Carly Mammoth. She drains the three. And she does so with 2 seconds left to go in the quarter, and now the buzzer sounds. One quarter's in the books. Kearney Catholic with a 9-5 lead over St. Paul. We're back after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Club 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic with a 9-5 lead here. And in the offensive zone, Kearney Catholic has the basketball. They'll kick a left side. Michaela Messel will drive the baseline. Great drive. Changed hands. Shot with the left hand after she dribbled through. Messel now with 4 points in the game. And a little turnover on St. Paul as they work the ball a little bit too quickly. Up court. And substitutions coming in. Out of the game is going to be Bank. Checking in was Maddie Pusick. top of the circle with the basketball. Now they enter it inside. Nice shot by Taryn Baum posting up. They just kind of worked the ball in there. Almost rolled St. Paul asleep. They were just kind of standing around and threw the ball inside for Taryn Baum. Just a turnaround jumper, and it's up and in. Mamet in the offensive zone here for St. Paul. Facing a little bit of pressure here. Top of the key. Bank has it. She's double teamed, so she'll get the ball off here for Mamet. Mamet dribbling. Goal ball fake and a nice one. Now the entry pass on the inside, knocked loose by Theron Baum. Another turnover. Theron Baum, I think, has picked up a couple of those underneath. They work it up ahead. Mestel drives the baseline. Jumper too strong. Rebounded by Fusik. And now a long pass up ahead. Charlie Mamet has it. A 2-on-2 break. Mamet drives, scoops in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Theron Baum. Baum having a nice game here for Kearney Catholic. Kicks it up ahead to Prosowski. Prosowski, the freshman, a little jump stop, kicks it left wing for Connolly. Connolly takes the top of the circle, off for Mestel. Mestel watches everybody kind of cycle through here. And they get it in the corner. The open shooter is Prosowski. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. Timeout, St. Paul. Little run here for Kearney Catholic. They now lead it 16-5. Early on in the second quarter, timeout St. Paul. We're back in 30 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Well, tonight on our sister station, on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Elm Creek is in Axtell to take on the Wild Kittens and the Wildcats. And at the end of one quarter, Elm Creek leads the Lady Wildcats or the Wild Kittens. Elm Creek leads Axtell 10-9 at the end of one quarter. Here, a long pass by St. Paul. That will be yet another turnover. Unofficially, I have that being 10 turnovers on them. And Kearney Catholic has turned the ball over 5 times unofficially. One reason why Kearney Catholic leads it 16-5. They have a fairly comfortable 11-point lead. With it is number 11, Michaela Mestel. She's playing a little catch with Anna Howell. Full zone here by St. Paul. And they'll work it back around the perimeter with the ball just passing from the top of the key to the right wing. Now Mestel gets the ball. She'll fire a three. It's off the mark and rebounded by St. Paul, and then a foul. Brooke Bank pulled down the rebound, and then we got a little reach here on Kearney Catholic. I think that might be on Theron Baum. And if it is, that'll be her second. And that is indeed the case. So Baum has 2. Caitlin Bank for St. Paul has 3 fouls. So a couple of primary players here for both these two teams in a little bit of foul trouble. Dribbling through some pressure is Robinson, and then Robinson slid to a stop, and she turns the ball over. Did a nice job dribbling through the pressure, and then she dribbles, trying to make a little jump stop, and end up kind of dragging her foot a little bit. So that'll be a turnover on St. Paul, and what really kind of looked to be rather promising. Howell's going to give it in here for Mestel. And they'll just play a low catch. Now directing traffic is going to be on Howell. She'll get Shayla Connor going where they want her to be. Connor now has the ball in the corner. Pass to Mestel, gives it to Howell. Howell, a little ball fake. She has it just off on the right wing. They're looking inside for Mestel, as Mestel is kind of posting up in there. They're going to shoot, jumper, no good, and Mestel tips the ball around, and it goes out of bounds. She was the last to touch it. The jumper by Connor, not a bad look, and trying to save the rebound was Mestel. It goes out of bounds, so that'll be a St. Paul team rebound. Bank will pass the ball up ahead. Long pass to Fusik. Fusik drives the baseline, lost the ball, it's out of bounds. Last touch by Ellie Connolly. Connolly was there defensively. Sub in here for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be Whitney Collins. She's going to come in for Prosowski. So calling the 5'5 freshman, comes in for the 5'4 freshman. Pass on the right side. Mamet, she's going to dribble to the elbow. But a quick little jumper, and she not. 5 points in the game. She hits the shot. She's got 5 of the 7 points here for St. Paul. They trail it 16-7. 4:22 to go before halftime. Pass left wing. playing for Messel. She'll give it on the baseline for Colling. Colling jumper, no good. And the defensive rebound by Brooke Banker. Third rebound of the game. She'll give it to Mammoth. Mammoth, nice little dribble. She's standing near midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass on the left side for Brooke Bank. And Brooke Bank is off on the shot. Offensive rebound by Derner. And Derner now will go line. She was trying to get the putback. She's hit on the arm. And now she'll shoot two after the foul whistle on Ellie Connolly. So Derner to shoot two here. Exactly halfway through the second quarter. The free throw by Derner rolls around, no good. Taylor Shundoff going to come in here for Ellie Connolly. And Derner taking her time at the line. And she rattles that one home. 16-8. Kearney Catholic with lead and the basketball. St. Paul dropping back on defense. Kick on that left side. Whitney Colling jumper, no good. And the rebound by Brooke Bank, her fourth of the game. Long pass up ahead to Caitlin Bank. Bank having trouble coming up with it. Tries to enter it down low. Does. Gets it to Derner. Derner jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Robinson, and Robinson is fouled. Jordan Robinson brought her lunch pail there. She went to work on the glass. Just the bustled her way up in there, had great position, and she'll be rewarded with two free throws after the foul was whistled on Shayla Connor. So two shots coming up here, and the first one is good. Robinson, her first point of the ball game. That makes it now 16-9. Second free throw on the way, off the mark, and Shundoff can't come up the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands by Brooke Bank and out of bounds. So last touch by Bank. So now the Stars will inbound. St. Paul will pick up the zone defense at midcourt. With the dribble, is going to be on Howell. Howell kicks on the left wing for Colling. Colling throws on the baseline for Shundoff. Shundoff with the dribble, gets it for Howell. Howell still has the dribble. Top of the circle here for Shayla Connor. Connor finds a little seam, kicks it out. Three-pointer, good for Michaela Mestel. Mestel now with 7 points in the game. That start lead back out to 10. Busick pass knocked away. Another turnover on St. Paul. And we're going to have a little hold. Whistle here on the Wildcats. Ball was knocked loose, picked up by Shayla Connor, and then Connor was hit on the arm. Jamie McCann, Allie Prasowski checking in here for Kearney Catholic after the foul on Maddie Busick, which is her first. Five team fouls against St. Paul. Five have been whistled on Kearney Catholic. We have 2:58 to go here before halftime. And Messel will bring it into the offensive zone here for the Stars. Top of the key. She'll bounce pass right to the free throw line. For Shundoff, working it back around the perimeter. McCann has it. Nothing happening there. She'll give it to Colling. Colling will dribble through the lane. Shot no good. And rebound by Carly Mammoth. And Mammoth quickly gets it up to Alexa Wysocki, who checked in moments ago. They'll give it up on the right side for Mammoth. Wysocki asking for the ball, top of the key, but they'll kick it up on the left wing for Bank. Now Wysocki has it. Right side for Mammoth. Mammoth will fire a long three. It's no good. And the rebound hits the ground and picked up by Prasowski. And now a Prasowski pass is tipped. It'll be stolen away. Another Kearney Catholic turnover. St. Paul gives it to up ahead. Bank had it. And then the loose ball knocked, picked up by Prasowski. And Prasowski couldn't quite reel in the turnover. So we won't give either St. Paul or Kearney Catholic a turnover there on that exchange. It will be St. Paul ball underneath their own basket. Bank to toss it in, and the ball is knocked away. Pretty good defense there by Jamie McCann. She does force the turnover and gives it to Prasowski. Prasowski for Howell on the left side. Howell's going to drive the lane, a little floater, partially blocked. Howell comes up with it, kicks it back out for Mestel. Mestel dribbles, 10 feet away, jumper, good. And again, just kind of found that open area in that little 2-3 zone, and both Howell and Messel shot from basically the same area. Give Howell some credit. Pulling down that rebound was huge. With it, Wysocki. Nice entry pass down low. Shot no good by Derner. And the rebound by Messel. Messel has the ball knocked out of her hands by Wysocki. Checking in for Kearney Catholic, going to be Carissa Dobish. She is going to come in here for Kayla Shundock. And again, Kearney Catholic's bench a little bit thinner than usual. Megan Anderson, the sore back, did not start tonight, will not play tonight. They hope to have her Saturday against St. Cecilia. Passed in the lane for Dobish. It's knocked away, but able to tip it out to Prosofsky. Prosofsky now has it on the left wing. Gives the top of the circle for Messel. Kick in the corner for Howell. Howell now is going to drive into that zone. 15-foot jumper good. On Howell, it's a nice little pull-up jumper from 15 feet away. 14-point Kearney Catholic lead. 50 seconds to go here before halftime. Mammoth facing the double team, now a triple team. Dribbles into the corner, loses the ball. She was the last to touch it, a St. Paul turnover. And again, everywhere she turned, there was a white jersey blocking her path of escape. And she just was trying to work a little bit too hard and lost control of the basketball. Kearney Catholic did make them work hard there. Prosofsky has it on the left side. She's going to dribble up, shoot an open three. No good. Defensive rebound by Bank. Her fifth rebound of the game for Brooke Bank off the bench. And with the basketball, Robinson. Robinson hasn't quite brought it across the timeline. Now she will. She gives it for Mammoth. Mammoth dribbles in the lane. Tough shot. Rattling around. No good. Rebound pulled out of there by Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound was Dobish. And here come the Stars. They get it to Messel. Messel's going to drive. She's bumped. Shoots the shot. No good. Defensive rebound by Robinson. Robinson long pass up ahead for Brooke Bank. Bank at the buzzer from the top of the key. It's no good. So we'll head to the locker room, and Kearney Catholic has a 23-9 lead over St. Paul here at halftime of our girls' game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll take a look at the halftime numbers. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back here to Pope Coliseum on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School at halftime. Undefeated, second-ranked Kearney Catholic leads here in girls basketball by a score of 23-9. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow page. Let's go through the numbers here. First of all, for St. Paul, leading the way for them is Carly Mammoth. Mammoth has hit the only three-pointer in the first half here for St. Paul. She has a total of 5 points here at the break. Caitlin Bank in a little bit of foul trouble. She has 2 points, but also has 3 fouls. Jordan Robinson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has a point. And Jenna Gerner also, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She, too, has 1 point. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way for them is going to be Michaela Messel. Messel has 9 points here in the first half. She has one of only 2 three-pointers here for the Stars at intermission. That other three-pointer belongs to Allie Prosofsky. She's got 3 points. Second leading scorer for the Stars is Theron Baum. Baum has 5 points here at intermission. Anna Howell has 4. So for the Stars, only and Whitney Colling, rather, also has 2 points. So the Stars do have 5 players that have scored here at halftime. Messel with 9, Baum with 5, Howell with 4, Prosofsky 3, and Whitney Colling with 2. The Stars led at the end of one quarter 9-4, and they now lead here at intermission by a score of 23 to 9. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game where Kearney Catholic leads St. Paul 23-9 here in girls' action. Later on, the boys will hit the court for both these two schools and kind of anticipate maybe a little bit tighter game in that one. Talk to us about it. It's Kearney Catholic head coach here, Don Leese. And coach, you take a look at least at what St. Paul has done this year. And that's about all I can go off of. I haven't seen any games, so you just take a look at that. You've got to think that tonight you might have your hands full.
Oh, yeah. You know, Drew's doing a good job. He's got to play an up and down game, Randy. It's a fun game, actually, that he's got him playing. You know, he's doing some pressing. He runs all different types of defense. He'll go from 1-2-2 to 2-3 zone, so 1-3-1 trap. Then he'll come back to man, then he'll press you a little bit in the 2-2-1. So he's doing a lot of things, getting that tempo up. And, you know, he's got good kids that, you know, really are getting after the ball. And I've seen him on film a couple times and watched him in person once, too. And, you know, they got a good squad. I mean, they are, the Stone kid inside is really good. And he can step outside, man, and shoot the ball well. So we're going to have to really, you know, watch what he does. Make sure that we know where he's at. He crashes the board. Oh, man, he crashes hard.
And it doesn't sound like they're really kind of your father's St. Paul team. I mean, Rick Peters got them to play good defense year in and year out, but it always seemed like, you know, it was kind of more of a slow-down game. But Drew Billiter from Loomis all those years really liked to play that full-court defense when he was in high school. And, by the way, I'm so old I did his high school games. You know, so it is a style that looks somewhat familiar to you.
Oh, yeah, you know, definitely. You know, and that's what I brought it, you know, here at Kearney Catholic, and Drew's doing the same thing at St. Paul, bringing in more of an up-tempo, you know, getting up and down the court, pressing, trapping, doing some of those things. You know, it's like I told our coaches, I said, I really like their team, St. Paul's team. The guards are good out front. They shoot the ball well from the outside, Randy. I saw them in one game where they didn't shoot well, but, you know, what game haven't you seen somebody that hasn't shot well from outside? It's not that they took bad shots. They just weren't hitting shots from outside, so hopefully that happens tonight. But anyway, you know, they take good shots. The Stones kid drives hard to the basket, but he's not one that forces it. If it's not there, he kicks it out. If you double down, you know, those guys are ready, and they're going to fire the shot from the outside.
I think we changed a few names in there. Didn't you just describe your basketball team?
Yeah, it's exactly right, Randy. And he runs a five-out motion offense like we do, and then they'll slide a post player in there. Every once in a while, we run a four-out, one-in, and they're doing that. They run a four-out, one-in with Stones inside sometimes. So, yeah, it's a mirror image of our basketball team. We're going to have to come out and be ready to play.
Is that hard? I mean, to prepare for it, you just scrimmage in brackets. But
yeah.
But is it kind of hard to really have those nuances, what they maybe do a little bit different? Is it hard to really kind of do that?
Well, we like to, you know, do a lot of run and jump and stuff like that. And that's what makes that hard is when do we do it and where can we do it? It's hard to pick out on that because you got a five-out motion offense. And, you know, when you're cutting to the basket and stuff and all of a sudden, you know, should I go jump? Should I run here? No. You know, so it's more difficult to do a run and jump. It's more traditional if you can run a regular press like we do sometimes. But yet the run and jump is what's been our bread and butter and stuff, and that's going to be more difficult tonight to do that. But, you know, we're going to have to play solid man-to-man defense and do some good things. They do a good high roll, pick and roll up top, and we're going to have to defend that well. If we don't defend that well, Stones might have 40.
Well, for your sake, I hope that's not the case.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Don Lease, appreciate the time. Best luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Manny.
Carney Catholic head coach Don Lease. Again, halftime of the girls' game, 23-9 Stars. We'll be back with the second half when we come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Once again, our halftime score is the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 23, St. Paul 9 here at the break on our sister station right now, Axtell and Elm Creek in a girl-boy doubleheader. They're at halftime as well as Axtell leads at the break 17-14 in that game. Tomorrow night on our sister station on Classic, it's 98.9 FM, more high school basketball. Pleasanton will be at Amherst. The girls are set for around 6:15 tip-off. The boys around 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, plenty of action on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, a sports triple-header, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. The girls' game around 2:20 will be the pregame tip-off around 2:30, followed by the boys' game that should have a tip-off at around 4:15. So we'll have St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic for you on Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That will be followed by USHL Hockey. The Forest will be at the Storm here in Kearney to take on the Storm. And pregame on that will start around 6:45. They'll drop the puck a little bit after 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, we don't have a game for you, which is somewhat unusual here on the ESPN Superstation, but we do have college basketball and two playoff games from the NFL for you on Saturday, and both NFL games for you on Sunday as well. So Kearney Catholic does have to drop back on defense here. First possession of the second half for St. Paul. Long jumper in the corner, no good. Rebounded by Theron Baum. She gets it up ahead to Michaela Mastel-Messel's going to drive, lay it up and in. And so Kearney Catholic adds on to the lead. They lead it 25-9 after the rebound and the quick outlet pass by Baum, and Baum now steps through and slaps the ball out of bounds and off the water bottles over there. Not the water bottles, but the big water cooler on the end of the bench. Makes a pretty good bang there, and everybody gets a good chuckle out of that as the ball bounces around. There, Baum drops back on defense as St. Paul will inbound it. Mammoth has the top of the circle, kicks it off for Fusik. And I think Baum thought maybe she might have to pay for a large cooler. That's not the case. It survived. It's very durable. Asking for the ball on the inside is Robinson, but they'll kick it out in the corner. Good decision because Bank hits the long jumper. And St. Paul, their first points of the second half. Caitlin Bank hits the shot. Again, she had a tremendous amount of foul trouble. They give it up on the high post for Theron Baum. She dribbles through, shoots a left-handed shot underneath, and it's up and in. So Kearney Catholic answers right back. On the far side, here's Mammoth. Mammoth drives the lane, flips it through traffic, does not hit any glass. The air ball was picked up by Mestel. Had a nice little spin on it. Had it hit the glass, it would have spun in. But Mestel comes up with it. Out to left, sit for Theron Baum, and Baum cashes in on the other end. So Mestel got a rebound, gave it out to Baum for the layup. Baum got a rebound earlier and gave it out to Mestel. Now the long cross-court pass, knocked out of bounds by Baum. She tried to make the steal, couldn't quite get her hands on it. And so that'll be St. Paul basketball on the far side. 29-11. Kearney Catholic with a comfortable 18-point lead. And Jenna Derner getting a little breather here. She comes out. Carrie Sestic in here for St. Paul. And Sestic is posting up hard against Theron Baum. And they'll work it out top of the circle here for Fusik. They give it off for Sestic in the corner. She's being double-teamed. She dribbles through it. And again, she shut out by Theron Baum. That was pretty good defense. Everywhere she looked, there was a white jersey there. Quick jumper on the left side, no good. Posowski pulls down the rebound here for the Stars. Up ahead from Vessel. Great pass inside for Theron Baum. And Baum has her shot blocked by Carly Mammoth. Great looking pass, but Mammoth kind of saw it coming, got herself positioned well underneath and was able to actually block the shot for the taller Theron Baum. The Baum did a nice job of just catching and shooting really all in one motion. But Mammoth, great anticipation of what was going to happen there. Bounce pass on the inbounds off the hands of Ellie Connolly, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Unofficially, the seventh for them compared to 15 here for St. Paul, and we're going to have a little block on the sideline. Whistled against the freshman, Allie Prasowski. And I believe that is her first. Yes, it is. Inadvertently gave her a foul earlier, but I won't give her another one here. So that's her first foul of the game, first team foul of the second half here against Kearney Catholic. Right side, Mammoth. As the Stars right now, going zone. Little 2-3 zone. They kick it off on the left side, and a banked-in three from the corner by Bank. So Bank with the bank. You knew I had to say it at some point. Top of the key, left wing. It's Howell. Howell jumper, no good. Defensive rebound by Brooke Bank, her sixth rebound of the game. She fell down with it, but had her dribble going, and from the seat of her pants was able to get it to Jordan Robinson. So St. Paul maintains possession, and then Theron Baum tried to sneak in the back door and make the steal against Mammoth, and she just couldn't get her mitts on it. It goes out of bounds. St. Paul will inbound at the end of their bench. They trail it 29-14, 5:01 to go here, third quarter. Ball on the hip right now of Carly Mammoth. And now a little pressure coming, so she'll kick it off on the right wing for Bank. That's Caitlin Bank. She enters it in. It's knocked loose by Theron Baum into the hands of Connolly. So another St. Paul turnover. And here comes Michaela Mestel. She'll kick into the corner. Posowski was squared up there waiting for the ball, and that's why. She just drained a three-pointer. Her second three of the game, and she had, that was a set shot. She had all day to pull the trigger, and she was very comfortable there. Here we're going to have a little block, whistled on Howell. That'll be her second as a team of the second half against Kearney Catholic. You'll lead it 32-14. And Mammoth will give it off on the right side for Bank. She'll fire a long three-pointer. She missed it. Hits the front of the iron. She was probably a foot and a half short. She was also about 3 feet behind the line. Posowski on that right side has it after the rebound was ripped out of there by Anna Howell earlier. Posowski throws it to Mestel. Mestel's open on the baseline for a three. Back to the iron, no good. Rebound by Carrie Sestic. And Sestic, long bounce pass over for Mammoth. Mammoth's going to dribble through traffic. Has it across the timeline. As someone to kick it to for the three, that's going to be Bank. We got a timeout. Got a timeout here for St. Paul. Todd Upward's not happy with how his offense is looking. He calls the timeout. 3:49 to go here in the third quarter. It's 32-14. Kearney Catholic with the lead. St. Paul will inbound when we come back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Well, about midway through every quarter, Todd Alberts calls a little timeout. He does so here with 3:49 to go in the third. His team trailing at 32-14. And St. Paul will 1-3-1 set up offensively. Bringing the ball in the offensive zone is going to be Maddie Fusick. And they'll throw it on the baseline underneath for Robinson. Robinson's jumper is no good. Theron Baum pulled down the rebound and then had it ripped out of her hands by Maddie Fusick. So that'll be a rebound by Baum. And then the steal, entry pass down low off the hands of Mestel and out of bounds.
So Baum with the rebound, but then turns the ball over. She usually doesn't bring the ball down low on offense, but she did there on defense. The inbounds goes to Mamet in the corner. They try to enter it inside for Robinson, and Robinson is banged a little bit. That'll be the third team foul on Kearney Catholic. A little push here. St. Paul will inbound underneath the basket. And it's the second on Howell. The inbound stolen away by Howell. Howell stepped up there, made the steal. And we get the ball up ahead. Actually, the foul was on Connor on 13 instead of 15. That is her second. Pass into the corner. Stolen away. Bad pass. And coming up with the loose ball over there is going to be Sestic. And she'll get the ball off her Busick. Now Bank has it. She'll try the long three. It's an air ball, and it's out of bounds. Brooke Bank a little bit short on it. Her effort tonight has been outstanding. She's got 6 rebounds in the game, and she didn't even start. And she has been working hard underneath the glass. That's the shot here, though. And Anna Howell will get the inbounds, and we'll give it up on the right side for Shayla Connor. Throws it in the corner for Whitney Collin. Back out for Connor. Connor looks, gets a little screen from Mestel. Top of the key, needs a little bit of help. Gives it to Anna Howell. Howell will kick it off on the right side for Collin. Collin in the corner, gives it to Theron Baum. That's a long jumper for Baum. It's no good. Mamet pulls down the rebound. She dribbles down the sideline, dribbles through traffic. Nice bounce pass up ahead. Shot is blocked by Theron Baum. Busick put up the shot. Baum with the block. Pass up ahead for Connor. Connor gives it to Mestel. Mestel drives the lane. Shot no good. Baum with the rebound. And we'll get the ball back out. Top of the key, Anna Howell has it. And now we'll give and go. They give it for Anna Howell. Howell will drive. Shot no good. We got a foul on the rebound, I think. I think we have over the back here on St. Paul. As Robinson got her hands on the ball, yep, and they're going to say she went over the back to do it. Connor pulled down the rebound. She was the one that was fouled. First team foul of the second half here on St. Paul. Turner going to check back in here for the Wildcats. And Alexa Weissocke also back in. And Howell will inbound. Tossed in for Mestel. Mestel drives the lane. 15-foot jumper. Nope. She's going to lob it inside for Theron Baum. Baum couldn't quite handle the pass. And she stepped on the baseline. It was wet, a little bit too far for her. I think she thought it was going to be a shot as well. So she was out of position to get that pass. And she ended up stepping on the baseline. Busick in the offensive zone. Long pass for Mamet. Mamet drives. Dumps it in the corner for Weissocke. Weissocke high arcing shot. No good. Rebound tip right to Busick, and Busick gets the easy bucket after pulling down the offensive rebound. In the corner, Anna Howell. Double team, gives it to Mestel. Entry pass inside for Theron Baum. And Baum might have got away with a little bit of an elbow, but they're going to call a defensive foul on Sestic. Howell might have committed her offensive little push after Sestic had the reach, I guess. If that's what the official saw, and he's a lot closer and paid to make those kinds of decisions. 32-16, Kearney Catholic 16-point lead, and Ellie Connolly back into the game, going to inbound it. In the lane, Shundoff is fouled on the inbounds. Little push right away for St. Paul, even before the ball got into Shundoff. A little bit different inbound set here. They go with a low four set. And they'll inbound it for Whitney Collin. Collin kicks into the corner now for the freshman Prosofsky. Here's three, no good. Mestel pulls down the rebound. Gives it out for Connolly. Freshman dribbles, lost the ball. Now they'll kick it back out for Mestel. She's open for three. Her three's no good. And the rebound is last touch by Kearney Catholic and out of bounds. Collin fighting for the ball. Couldn't get her hands on it. It was knocked out of her hands, but off of her hands by Maddie Busick. St. Paul has possession. Stars trying to pressure it. Weissocke and Busick playing a little bit of catch. Busick just double dribbled with it. Yeah, didn't handle the ball very well and end up turning it over. That was a bit of an unforced error. Although they were looking at the defense instead of really paying close attention to the ball. So a little bit of pressure there, and St. Paul stubs their toe on it just a little bit. Minute 7 to go here, third quarter.
32-16. Dribbling up is going to be Prasovsky. She has it ripped away. Nice steal there by Mamet. Mamet will give it up ahead for Bank, and Bank tried to lay it up and in, and she turned the ball over. So we swap turnovers. That pass on one end, and a turnover on a travel on the other. Now St. Paul will pressure the ball a little bit. 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Calling with the dribble. Gives it up ahead here for Prasovsky. Prasovsky dribbles through pressure. Takes it. 14-foot jumper, and she hits it. Dribble to the open area. Hit the little jumper. She's got 8 points in the game. And it's 34-16. 36 seconds left. Dribbling here is Mamet. Mamet will give it up on the right side for Bank. Bank double team. Shot over the top of the defense. Up and in. And for whatever reason, the horn went off. And that stops action. I think the officials, the scoreboard shut out, and when it came back on, I think the horn automatically sounded. So stoppage of play forced by the scoreboard going out. So they'll straighten this out. It should be Kearney Catholic ball. I'm sure the bucket will count. And they'll double-check how much time's left and if the score is right. And they're double-checking how many team fouls there are and all that stuff. And according to my records, everything on the scoreboard is right. 34-18, Kearney Catholic with the lead and the basketball. 20 seconds left. With the ball, it's going to be Prasovsky. Top of the key. They give it to Connolly. She's going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Ellie Connolly's first 3 points of the night. Makes it 37-18. Long pass up ahead. Going to be stolen away by Connolly. Connolly, a 4-on-3 fast break. Gives it in the lane. Kick back out. Jumper. Back of the iron. No good. At the buzzer. Good luck there for Jamie McCann, but the shot will not fall. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic leading at 37-18. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Well, Kearney Catholic with a 19-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. It appears they are well poised to move to 12-0 on the season. Next up for the Stars, a highly anticipated matchup with Hastings St. Cecilia, defending state champion. And for St. Paul, well, unfortunately for them, drop another loss here, it would appear. Kearney Catholic has their starters out there. They'll kick it up right side on a Howell. Open jumper for three, and she drains the three. First three-pointer, for Anna Howell on the night. She's got 7 in the game. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man here. A little dribble up and a little floater in the lane. Caitlin Bank. Bank, who sat out much of the first half in foul trouble, here hits a nice little floater. On the right side, there's Saren Baum, she'll take it to the baseline, try a long deuce, and she hits it. Just found a little open area there, and she shot over the top of the defense, and she now has 11 points in the game. Ball knocked out of bounds on that far side. It will be St. Paul basketball. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, a tight girls game. 5 minutes to go in that one. It's tied 33-33, Elm Creek and Axtell. Again, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right wing with the basketball is Bank. Bank tried to enter it in. It goes off the leg of Michaela Mestelman out of bounds. Mestel stepping in the passing lane, knocking it away. Long skip pass on the inbounds. Fusik gives it out top of the circle for Mamet. Back on that left side for Fusik. Little screen there, and then that erodes, so she'll pass the ball back around.
They get it at the free throw line for Derner. She kicks it in the corner. Long skip pass on the left side for Fusik, and she'll get the ball right back out here for Mammoth. Nice ball movement here for St. Paul, but they haven't found an open area. Nice little pass on the inside. Shot no good for Robinson. That was a great pass by Mammoth. Ball is loose. Fusik had it. Missed the shot. Another shot by Robinson. That one won't fall. A couple of offensive rebounds. And finally, Kearney Catholic ends the possession. Connolly got the rebound, and then she was fouled. St. Paul had a couple of looks at it, and pretty good work cleaning the glass here for St. Paul, but they couldn't hit the shot. And I'll tell you what, that pass by Mammoth in for Robinson, that was a beautiful pass, and Robinson just missed a two-foot layup. All she had to do was put it up and in. That was a beautiful pass. Howell has her pocket picked by Fusik, and Fusik kicks the ball back out for Bank as she went out of bounds. Bank brings it in the offensive zone, has the ball knocked loose, and Bank is able to pick it up, kicks it off left side, line drive three-pointer for Fusik, no good. Rebounded by Methel. Methel with a little bit of pressure will bring it across the timeline. Her team leads by 22. She has the dribble in the lane, a little floater, no good. Rebound by Caitlin Bank, and we've got a foul. Whistle on Kearney Catholic with 5:45 to go here. That'll be on Theron Baum. That'll be her third personal foul. Four team fouls against Kearney Catholic. Four whistled on St. Paul. Long pass up ahead here. Fusik. Fusik double teamed by both Howell and Mestel. She kicks it for Robinson. Robinson 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Baum, and Baum then is fouled. Baum was 6 points, excuse me, 6 rebounds in the game. She has 11 points. And a little reach here with 5.5 minutes left. A little foul on St. Paul. And so into the offensive zone is going to come on Howell. Howell will give it up on the right side for Ellie Connolly. Connolly kicks in the corner, open for three. Here is Howell. A little bit too strong. It's off the mark. Mammoth pulls down the rebound. She'll bring in the offensive zone, has her pocket picked by Howell. Another turnover here on St. Paul. They get it up ahead for Messel. Messel's going to lay it up with the left hand. It is good. And she now has 13 points in the game. That's how the game started. A little turnover and a layup on the other end for Messel. Bank on the left side, kicks her right side for Mammoth. They enter it in down low, stolen away by Theron Baum. 22 turnovers now unofficially on St. Paul here in the game. Pass in the corner over there for Wysocki. If you have more turnovers than points, it's probably not going to be a good night for you. Right now, Kearney Catholic with a 24-point lead. They lead it 44-20, 4:37 to go here. Kerry Sestic checks in here for St. Paul. Also into the game for the first time tonight is Kylie Sestic. And the inbounds here for Michaela Mastel. 4.5 to go. Over for Howell. Howell gives it right back out for Connolly. Connolly enters it inside for Theron Baum, and Baum just catches the ball, turns, and shoots, and she's fouled in the act. So she'll go line and shoot two. The foul whistled on Brooke Bank is her second. Free throw, perfect for Theron Baum. Baum now with 12 points in the game. Shayla Connor checking in. Whitney calling into the game here for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw up and good for Theron Baum. A little smaller lineup out there now for Kearney Catholic. Mestel might even be one of the forwards here at the moment. She's still out there. Pass on the left side. Whitney calling, putting pretty good pressure on the ball. Fusik has it. Pass on the right side, off the leg, but it's not a kick. Off the leg of Mestel went out of bounds. Brooke Bank will now inbound it at the end of the St. Paul bench. Long skip pass over there for Kylie Sestic. She can catch it, but then can't do anything with it, so she'll kick it right back out for Fusik. Fusik gives it to Bank, and a long three by Caitlin, no good. Fusik pulls down the rebound. That shot won't fall. Rebounded by Theron Baum. Baum will give it up ahead here for Connor. Connor for Howell. Howell kicks in the corner for Mestel. Nestle behind the arc, gets the ball over for Baum, and right now the Stars just kind of having the ball top of the key here, and now dribbling up is going to be on a Howell. She gives it to Nestle. Nestle gets a little bit of a screen, finds a cutter, trying to get it to Colling. Colling had trouble handling the ball, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Right now they're trying to pressure back, though. Pusick in a little bit of trouble, gives the ball to Bank. And ball's out of bounds. I'm not sure. I haven't seen where they indicated who it belongs to. It belongs to St. Paul. It belongs to Kearney Catholic. 3:22 to go here, fourth quarter. And timeout. That's what I thought originally when I heard the whistle. I thought St. Paul called timeout. Now they'll call it. 3:22 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 46-20. Kearney Catholic with the lead and the ball, and we come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, let's get you a couple of updates for you here. Kearney Catholic 46-20 over St. Paul. They're going to pick up the win. Earlier tonight, the Minden girls over Hastings St. Cecilia 45-40. St. Cecilia, they're going through murderer's row this week, playing Boone Central and St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic all in the same week. Three of the top teams in the state in Class C1. But the Minden girls beat St. Cecilia tonight by a final of 45-40. Here, Kearney Catholic with a comfortable 46-20 lead. 3:22 to go here, fourth quarter. And the Stars going to inbound it underneath their own basket. And with that stoppage of play, they're going to make a few substitutions. Morgan Schutte checks into the game for the first time tonight. Colling's going to inbound it. Messel and Baum, the only starters out there right now. And the inbounds goes to Shayla Connor. Connor lost the ball, but into the hands of Studi. Studi's going to lay it up and in. Somehow rolled through a defender's legs right to Studi, and Studi hit a nice little left-handed shot around the defender. Ball knocked loose, picked up here by Studi. That'll be a turnover again against St. Paul. They get it on that right side for Whitney Colling. Colling lost it, kicks it out for Mestel. Mestel long jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out by Taryn Jonick for St. Paul. And the ball is loose in underneath, picked up by Connor. Connor is going to lay it up and in. And the Stars now lead it by 30. They lead it 50-20. They're still going full court pressure here. Pass up ahead, stolen away by Mestel. Mestel's going to lob it inside for Connor, and Connor will score. And a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Rick Petrie calls a full timeout, I'm sure in part to make some substitutions, and I'm sure we'll also maybe see them take that press off. They lead it by 52-20 with 2:37 to go here, fourth quarter. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Timeout. Taryn Jonick gets the ball entered on the inside, and it's going to be tied up. Alternating possessions will give St. Paul the basketball underneath their own hoop. Seth Plank from the Cup. Cup keeps much better stats than I do. He said that actually 27 turnovers on St. Paul here in the ballgame. Shot blocked on the inside. Jamie McCann comes up with it. She has her pocket pick, and the pass now up ahead for St. Paul. That's going to be turnover number 28. Another turnover. Coming up is going to be Whitney Colling. Colling dribbles through the lane, kicks into the corner for Studi. Studi, long baseline jumper, good. And Morgan Studi
has hit two shots here in the fourth quarter, and she's got 4 points in the game. Minute 49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars comfortably ahead, 54-20. Entry pass down low, and the shot will not count. Megan Allen had the ball, I think it was tied up, and then went up with it, but they're going to say her arm was tied up because she was held. So that's going to be a hold on Kearney Catholic. Carissa Dobish is going to check in here for the Stars. Whitney Colling is on her way out. And for St. Paul, Taryn Tonic to toss it in. She finds the open shooter in Jordan Lukasavage. Her three is no good. And the rebound by Alexa Wysocki. Wysocki kicks left side for Tonic. Tonic will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound in the lane by Wysocki. And Wysocki, give her a rebound and a bucket here. And she caught the ball right at the free throw line. Got it. One good power dribble. Hit a nice little, 13-foot jumper. Near left side, McCann. She'll fire an open deuce. It's no good. And rebounded by Sestic. Kylie Sestic will work it up ahead. And for whatever reason, Wysocki is all by herself. And Alexa Wysocki lays it up and in. Final minute of the ball game here. 54-24. Kearney Catholic with the lead and the ball. Morgan Studi takes it all the way down to the baseline. Tries to get it inside for Kayla Shundoff. Ball is loose. Shundoff able to pick it up. She finds the cutter in Studi. And we got a timeout. Ball's out of bounds. It belongs to Kearney Catholic, I believe. And quick timeout here for St. Paul. St. Paul uses their final timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Todd Alberts, I believe, called the timeout to make a substitution, and he could have made a substitution because the ball went out of bounds anyway. Jerry Mudloff going to check in here for St. Paul with 44.5 seconds to go. The Stars inbound underneath their own basket. Molly Klingensmith to toss it in. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by one of the Wildcats. So, again, Kearney Catholic will inbound. Triggering it in is going to be Molly Klingensmith. Klingensmith for Shundoff. Shundoff in a little bit of trouble here. And it's going to be a held ball. It'll be a held ball. And when they land on the ground, a pretty hard hit there. I think it's Mudloff who, when she came down, actually hit her head as that ball was tied up. And you could just kind of hear that little thud there. So she hit her head when she had the ball tied up. And she's currently down on the court. And we're going to take a quick break. 40 seconds to go. We'll be back right after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And the nice round of applause that you hear in the background is the crowd on both ends, both sides of the court for Jerry Mudloff, who will come out of the game after she hit her head after a jump ball situation. She just kind of landed awkwardly on the court, hit her head, and she'll come out of the game, checking her out, make sure she doesn't have a concussion or whatever. Stars will inbound, and they toss the ball in for Morgan Studi. Studi kicks on the right side for Klingensmith, and Klingensmith hits a long jumper. Molly Klingensmith, her first 2 points of the night, makes it 56-24. 28 seconds left. Right wing, Wysocki. Kicks it off on the left corner. Jumper by Jonick. Jonick shot no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Carissa Dobish, and they're going to tie that one up. Possession out, pointing to St. Paul with 16.9 to go. And the Wildcats to inbound. They'll toss it in. It's tipped into the hands of Alexa Wysocki. She thought of three. She'll get it at the elbow for Jonick. Jonick, 15-foot jumper, rattled in and out, and then back in. Nice shooter's touch there for Taryn Jonick. 6 seconds left, the 30-point ball game. Pass on the left side for Jamie McCann. McCann's just going to hold the ball at the buzzer. Your final score, Kearney Catholic wins it 56-26 over St. Paul. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Misco Sports Post Game Report is coming up right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. You may have heard Misco Sports right now in the middle of an inventory reduction sale. Stop by, located in downtown Kearney Center. Misco Sports inventory reduction sale until the 20th. Reminder for you that visit Misco's now. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Once again, our final score, 56-26. Kearney Catholic with a 30-point lead. They now move to 12-0 on the season. And St. Paul, well, they're now a couple of games under 500 as the Lady Cats are now 5-7 on the year. Next up for them, they'll travel back to St. Paul, go to school tomorrow, and when they're done with that, they'll host Ord tomorrow night. That should be an interesting matchup as Ord comes in at 6-4. And again, St. Paul will play host to Ord tomorrow. Kearney Catholic has the day off tomorrow. They'll be back in action on Saturday, and we'll have their game for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic. The girls' game, the pregame, will start around 2:20. We should have the tip around 2:30. We'll have the girls' game at 2:20, followed by the boys' game at around 4:15 on Saturday. Once again, our final 56-26, Kearney Catholic with the win over St. Paul. Let's take a look at the scoring here. Again, first of all, for the Wildcats, leading the way for the Cats, they had one player in double figures. That was Caitlin Bank. Bank with a little bit of foul trouble in the early stages, but she finished with 10 points and a rebound here in the game. Elsewhere, it was 5 points for Carly Mamet and also 3 rebounds. 2 points, 3 rebounds for Maddie Pusick. 6 rebounds, but no points for Brooke Bank. Henry Sestick had 3 rebounds as well. Alexa Wysocki with 4 points and a rebound. A couple of points for Taryn Jonick late in the game. Jordan Robinson finished with 1 point and 5 rebounds. And Jenna Derner also with 1 point on the night. Leading the way here for Kearney Catholic, they had a couple of different players that had 13 points in the game. We'll begin with Theron Baum. Baum finished with 13 points to go with 7 rebounds. Michaela Mesko also with 13 points. She finished with 3 rebounds on the night, so 2 stars and double figures. That's Nestle and Baum, each with 3. Shayla Connor hit 4 points in the fourth quarter. She finished with 4. 7 points for Anna Howell to go with a couple of rebounds as well. Allie Frasowski hit a couple of three-pointers. She finished with 8 points on the night to go with 3 rebounds. A couple of points for Whitney Colling to go with a couple of rebounds as well. Morgan Studi, 4 points in the game, all of those coming in the fourth quarter. Ellie Connolly hit a three-pointer, had a couple of rebounds as well. Molly Klingensmith with a two-pointer. And so for Kearney Catholic, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players scoring here tonight for the Stars as they led throughout. Never trailed in the game. They started the game on a little 6-0 run, and they go on to win this one by a final of 56-26. Next up, we'll turn our attention to the boys' side. St. Paul comes in with a record of 7-3. Kearney Catholic at 8-2. And, again, both these two teams really like to play up-tempo, like to go full-court press. Their presses might look a little bit different, but they like to do the full-court press, and so they really kind of mirror each other. We anticipate a great matchup on the boys' side. We're going to step away for a little bit, and in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be back with more high school basketball. We do have another final for you over on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Axtell with the win over Elm Creek, a final in that one of 42-38. The boys game upcoming next on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, right here. Our next game coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll start the pregame with Kearney Catholic against St. Paul on the boys' side. Once again, on the girls' game, 56-26, Kearney Catholic with win. We'll step away for about 10 minutes. We'll be back with pregame in about 10 minutes or so right here from Coke Coliseum. Hope to see you then.